and I'm glad that he could do it.
Well, I'm glad too, and my wife and I did go to the funeral home, and
yeah,
we thought, well, we might not be known to the immediate family.
Yeah.
And so we scratched ISU behind their name.
Yeah.
Just to let them know, after all, that's a beautiful civic auditorium we've got there.
Yes,
we wouldn't have had it without
Tony. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. He had done a lot for her. I was talking to Mr. Gines, who took my place from when I retired 11 years ago. I was talking to him yesterday evening on the phone. He lives out west of Brazil. And I said, I wonder what they will do with Holman Company. I know Anton told me two or three times that I mentioned to him one day after I retired. I said, do you think you will close the business up, because it's a chain stores cut into that business an awful lot. And no, he says, as long as I live, he says, there'll always be a Holman Company. He says, you know, it's a tradition since 1850, when the business was founded in 1850. And he says, it's a tradition with me. And another thing, I don't want to see these people out of work.
Yes.
So I thought that was a very fine thing there.
Well, that tallies with other things that
that
I've heard.
And I know Tony got a lot of criticism. A lot of people didn't like him, or they said they didn't. I think it was more jealousy that he had the ability to make money, and he made it. His father died in 1942, Mr. Holman Sr. And I think that I heard my brother say that the estate, maybe I shouldn't quote this on here. Do you suppose or not?
Good. You bet. Well, Samson, let's see here. Well, all right. There's a lot of rich information here. This is as good and valuable as anything we'll do.
Yeah,
you bet. Now, tell me, if something... Fit this in here for me. If something happens suddenly, you'll say, well, that happened all... What would you say? If it happened suddenly, you'd say that happened all...
At once or something
that.
Yeah.
Right. And said, if you say, well, it wasn't enough to do that once, I've got to do it...
Twice or...
I've
got to do it over is another expression.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about giving me some of the months of the year?
Some of the months of
starting with this is what now?
This is November the 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Roll right along there a little while.
That is dates of the different months. You mean
just the names of the months?
Oh, you want me to start January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Very good. And how about let's see. Today is
the 1st of November.
And the day of the week is
this is Tuesday.
And let's see, tomorrow is?
Be the 2nd.
And the day would be?
Wednesday.
Yeah, and you roll right on down the rest of them there.
Like Thursday is the 3rd, and Friday is the 4th, Saturday is the 5th, Sunday is the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then the November the 7th would be on Monday.
Very good, very good. Now, your characteristic greeting, you see somebody tomorrow early in the day, you'd say, maybe, I don't know what your characteristic greeting would be.
Oh, I'd probably say, hello, John, how are you this morning?
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah. But is there a more formal greeting you might?
Say, good morning, and how are you this morning, or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, now, tell me this, how long does morning last to you?